Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island's economy ended the second quarter on a positive note, according to the latest Current Conditions Index. The index is a monthly rating of the state's economy based on a dozen key indicators. With information on the June report, here's Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick.
Rhode Island's economy got a grade of 75 in June, which on the 100-point Current Conditions Index means strong growth. Index creator and University of Rhode Island economics professor Leonard Lodaro says the strong score was helped by a decline in new claims for unemployment insurance, a continuing uptrend in the issuance of single-family home permits, and an increase in service jobs.
Rhode Island's economy is hanging in there. Our rate of growth appears to be fairly good. But because Rhode Island's economy fell so far, we're not generating really substantial improvements in the levels of things, so we remain well below where we were.
Moving forward, Lodaro says the state will be challenged by rising gasoline prices and interest rates. The months to come, he says, will show just how strong our recovery is. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Police have canceled an Amber Alert after finding a 2-year-old boy who was missing from the site of an apparent homicide in Johnston. The boy was found wandering around the Chad Brown Housing Project in Providence. He appeared to be okay and has been taken to Hasbro Children's Hospital for evaluation. Police say the boy's mother was one of two people found dead in a Johnston home. They've already arrested two people believed to be responsible for the killings and the boy's abduction. Rhode Island will mark its annual Victory Day holiday today, and as Rhode Island Public Radio's Ian Donis reports, the holiday marking the U.S. victory over Japan in World War II is not without some controversy.
For years, Rhode Island has been the only state to still celebrate what was once known as Victory Over Japan Day. Thanks to support from veterans and other defenders, the holiday has survived occasional attempts to rename or eliminate it. One of the local events being held this year will take place at Veterans Memorial Park in Pawtucket. The State Director of Veterans Affairs, Daniel Evangelista, will be among those taking part in a ceremony and wreath laying. Victory Day was established in Rhode Island in 1948, 3 years after the end of World War II. The historically strong local feelings about the holiday reflect the significant role played by Rhode Island. Newport was home to the Atlantic Destroyer Fleet, and thousands of Rhode Islanders served in the war. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And since this is a state and not a federal holiday, there's a grab bag of contradictions in the what's open and what's closed department. Mail will be delivered, the stock market is open, and banks, well, it depends on where you bank. Some are open, some are closed. State and municipal offices will be closed, as will libraries. You'll find most stores and restaurants open.